Radio. Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Hey, Bob, turn me down just a little bit here.
Wow, are you revved up?
Woo!
Hey, around that corner.
That must be that extra stuff they put in that coffee from tobacco and brew.
No, you're just on survival mode with the snow.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Hey, our phone number's here, 530-605-4567, and go to KCNR 1460, and we will be streaming and chatting on that website. Today is February the 18th at 7:06 in the morning, and it's not going to be a great day out there, but, you know, we were joined by Bad Bob. Linda will get to that in a second. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
You know, Bad Bob, I always considered you kind of a loyal member of our family here.
What happened?
What have I done now?
Well, I just know is that the fifth time I went out to shovel snow off the satellite antenna that you weren't there. And at least, you know, Jim came in to tell me, yeah, just keep shoveling that snow.
That's
what's working. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, talking about snow and how the beauty of snow transcends it all.
How you shovel it very well. Thank you. Good morning.
Well, I'm shoveling it.
On this Friday, we're full of it, right? Just kidding. 39 degrees. It's 39 degrees. I love it. It's going to be a chance of showers today with a high temperature of 45. Chance of rain and snow tonight with a low of 31. A couple things I want to share with you. I think I talked about this last night on my show. Elk killer was barking her head off yesterday because it snowed so much that the palm trees became people. So all of the bushes and the trees, and actually, by the way, we live downtown by the jail, so there's a, probably we had 4 inches.
In fact, we have a wing opened up to prisoners up for the overflow.
So, anyway, so that was, we're going to have a puppy visiting us this weekend. That should be interesting to see how puppydom is again, once again. And I also wanted to, I've received several phone calls and several emails regarding the concert at the convention center. The Rat Pack is back. I need to clarify something. A mass email went out, and if you're listening this morning, we'll repeat this again at the 8 o'clock hour. Call to the box office and say, I want tickets, and say, on the spot with Linda Bott, they're holding 48 tickets. So when you go to the website, it looks like all those tickets are sold, but there's 48 being held for you guys to get that 20% discount. So I know that, like I said, you're saying there's not any good seats or no seats left. Well, yes, there are. So please do that. I want you to be informed. And the Red Lion Inn is going to be throwing, not hosting, but an after party with, you know, the Dean Martinis and the Sinatra. And I think we, after talking to the producers and the musical director yesterday, that the Rat Pack will probably most assuredly make an appearance afterwards to the Red Lion Inn. So it should be a great night. Don't be shy. Get in there and call the number for the box office, which is 225-4130, and come join us for the fun.
Okay. Now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a lot of action on here today. We're going to be talking emergencies.
Oh, as opposed to yesterday?
Well, okay, yesterday. You know, if you missed yesterday, it's in the archives, and you should go back there and you should go back and listen to it. Mayor Missy MacArthur was on, and Missy brought the traveling group with her. All great guests. Semi-pro, the coach of the semi-pro team here, the Heat. We were talking to the doctor in charge of the Shasta County Medical Department, who refused to write out recommendations for marijuana as a way of making extra money. I asked. We also had on the some business people that were here, and then there was questions being asked about, and I think we're going to probably address it at least one more time today, about raises being given to government employees when we're closing down fire stations, and the people didn't understand that, and this station hopefully is a voice for the people. I don't quite understand it, and I'm telling you what, the people in the chat room, I can't tell you how many, Bob, 1,000 comments?
Minimum.
You know, I mean, just why are you doing this? Why did the city council do this? This is why you need a charter city comments. I'm not saying that's what it is. They voted on the charter city. Why didn't we want to do the charter? See, what it was going to cost, $5,000. Well, that's how much was given as a raise to somebody that's making $100,000 a year now. I mean, this thing went on and on and on. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to the show yesterday, just go on to KCNR, go back to shows, and go on over to archives and listen to yesterday's show. But not now. Listen to this show, because we're going to be talking skin specialties. We're going to be talking doctors. We're going to be talking how to survive in an emergency with the Red Cross. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and the people. Back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And that was the Monkees, 7:14 in the morning. That's February the 18th. What a great day this is.
The Monkees.
That was the Monkees song.
That was Billy Joel.
That was Billy Joel, honey, but that's okay.
Well, he was in the Monkees.
Well, you know what?
Billy Joel wrote for the Monkees, and one show was in the Monkees playing the piano.
Okay. Are you kidding? That was a good cover-up, though. Speaking of cover-ups.
What? What was that song? I thought it sounded like...
You may be right, you may be wrong, but you may be right.
That's not a Monkees song.
No.
Well, it is if you think it is, darling.
Let's talk about what happens if you're in Iowa and your child has a... Do you remember back when you were a child? I know many of us still are. We're still there. Hello, Valerie. Valerie says, I watched it last night on channel something. Morning, Indy. Everybody's coming in on the chat room. All right. Here's... if you've got a child and you're in Iowa, right? And your child goes to school. He's a normal child. And they have Post-it notes now. Well, on the back of one, he wrote... Kick me. Remember those? Kick me. And he put it on another student's back. Well, the child was suspended from school.
We have the clip from Fox News here.
Oh, okay. Wait. Okay, let's play this thing real quick.
The little boy put a yellow Post-it note on a classmate's back. It read, "Kick me." Back in the day, that would have been funny, but nobody's laughing at New York City's PS-158. Turns out the fourth grader violated infraction A-37 of the discipline code, better known as the city's zero-tolerance anti-bullying policy. The boy's parents say it was a harmless prank, but the Department of Education is standing by the decision to suspend the child and suggested the parents consider counseling. Todd Starnes.
Okay, let me have that. Let me tell you what I think of this. When have we gone too far, my friends?
Well,
when have we gone too far?
Well, I was a victim of bullying for several months in my seventh grade, and I was so shamed about it. I'm telling you, it's a psychological thing.
Yeah, but what they
were
doing.
Stop it now.
Yeah. But what they were doing to you wasn't anything like this.
But this is not the Big Brother authoritarian stepping in on it.
This is a school that says, okay, you know what? This is not right. We're going to punish you by staying after school. We're going to tell your parents. But suspending them and saying their parents should be counseled?
I know, that's strange.
Yeah, I mean, see, that's what I mean. That's going way overboard. If they've got some kind of rule that says putting a Post-it on somebody, that to me is we have gone so politically correct that we have turned around and we are meeting each other coming through the door.
We don't know the backstory, though. Is the kid who put the Post-it note on the other kid, does he have a history of problems? Maybe he is a bullier. Maybe this was just...
Well, then you put him in a room and you belt him around until he learns his lesson.
Maybe he needs to get his butt.
Yeah, you send him to boot camp.
Okay, let's just assume, though, is that this kid is just like a normal kid and puts that on somebody. And then, you know, okay, you need to be punished. Good. You're going to stay after school. Yes, you're not going to do the... we're not going to let you... play the piccolo in the school band or something like that, but suspended from school. I think we need to think about this, you know. And what's scary is that it's just acceptable by people. Oh yeah, oh my gosh, he's such a bully.
I understand that that's the extreme of you're coming from an extreme place of have we all gone too far? Like, isn't that just normal kid behavior? And
yes.
Why shouldn't you know? I mean, that's just he was just being
that's
a smart aleck. However, there are. It's becoming more and more as we air our laundry, and of course, you know, I know you do always make jokes about Oprah airing people's laundry for 25 years.
Well, I tell you what,
that bullying is a huge problem, and if this guy has a history, somebody needs to take a look at it, and that could be the case.
Well, I tell you, part of the problem is Oprah and Dr. Phil and all these crying,
not laughing at it,
bleeding heart people that say, "Oh my God." Kids' behavior is so horrible. Kids' behavior, it can be natural, okay? Whether you like it or not, kids grow up. Now, yes, there is bullying. Yes, it can cross over. But when you get into the point where everything a child does is wrong, that a child brings a story to school with a drawn picture of a rifle and gets suspended, that is wrong. Bob, you are on KCNR 1460.
Morning, Carl, Linda.
Morning.
Morning. When I went to high school, we didn't have those post-its. You had to make up on a white sheet of notebook paper and write Tickby on it. You just got state. But it all pretty much isn't fun. You know, nothing was serious about it. So.
Well, you know, as long as you don't put it on with a stapler, I think that, you know.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
I understand what Linda's saying. There
I'm just
are
being
bullies.
The devil's advocate
well,
here
know
about,
you, are,
you know,
but
you don't,
it,
we don't really
right.
know the backstory, and I think sometimes...
And there can be bullying.
And
yes.
Sometimes in our press, and what happens with the press today, is they'll take something, and I'm just saying look at all angles of it, because this could have, there could be a real history, again, I'm just being redundant, with this kid who did the post-it note. And or could have just been in fun. And at which point do the authorities or the school principal or the teacher, you know, where do you take it at that point? It's like, okay, the perfect example is your grandkids when you were smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
What?
Well, because they're taught that if you smoke, you die. So grandpa
yeah.
smoked.
Another overreaction.
Yeah. So grandpa, they were taught that at a very young age. So at which point do the authorities just say, hey, you know, everything in moderation, you're going to see your uncle... Yeah, you see your
anyway.
Uncle. Yeah, so anyway,
okay.
I went off on that, but that is an example of, you know,
but Bob, you're right.
Parenting.
I mean, those are things that we grew up with, and I think the kids still do it. And there can be, you know, we're not talking about kids that, you know, that harass. You know, we're not talking about going into the bully thing. Anyway, Bob, thanks for the phone call. We got to take a break. We spent too much time. Oh, wait a minute. What,
I would
Bob
make the observation
something.
That in Japanese culture, if you mess up in class, the teacher puts a sign around your neck and sticks you in a corner. There's a public humiliation. Can you imagine that flying in this country under the current culture, the political correctness? Can you imagine the teacher who did that, the old dunce cap thing?
Well,
oh, man.
When we come back, we're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about snow around here and things that happened because people were chatting
Bob,
about it.
Hear
and
your
we're going
voice.
To talk about. What happens when the state tries to take back the power from the unions? Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning! You know how to put on chains. Make it tight. Whatever you do. Put some rubber
I'm not
on
going near
put
that
some
one.
Rubber on your souls. KCNR 1460 here with Carla Linda Butt. That's what I say since I'm mayor to colonel. Okay, now, chance of showers today with a high of 45 and a chance of rain and snow tonight with a low of 31. Talk about putting some rubber on your souls. Baby, we have Amy on the phone from Adamson Speed Performance. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, guys. How are you on this cold, cold morning?
Well, we want to hear what the fit. We're great.
We got up this morning. We ran 2 miles. We came back, took off our clothes, and rolled in the snow for 5 minutes. That's how we are.
That's
that was the first part of that workout schedule you had. I'm not happy.
Hey, it's working, though.
I don't know. That's too much of a visual for me. That's early in the morning. Okay, Amy.
All right, guys. You know, we've all been there late at night, and we get the urge to eat something. So what are some healthy snacks? First thing I'm going to suggest that you do is get up and drink about 2 to 3 glasses of water first. Sometimes when you think you're hungry, you're actually thirsty, and most of us are dehydrated and not getting enough water anyway. Then, if that's not doing it for you and you still feel like you want to eat something, then go for fruit, like oranges, plums, cherries, strawberries, blueberries, because these are lower in sugar or lower in the glycemic index than, say, like a banana or apple or watermelon. And if that's not quite doing it for you, a nice low-fat yogurt, is a good substitute.
I like to do that. That's always a good midnight snack.
Yeah, or you can have a low-fat cream cheese on celery or broccoli. That way you're getting a little vegetables in, and you get a little bit of that cream cheese feeling.
And that crunch.
Exactly. And speaking of crunch, if that doesn't do it for you, then maybe a quarter cup of nuts and seeds. You know, sunflower seeds, peanuts, walnuts, pecans, but only a quarter cup. And try to get, at night like that, try to make sure you're doing an unsalted version, because that salt's going to trap you into wanting to eat more.
Oh, so that's when Bob's telling me that he wants that cracky, that cracky, crunchy taste. He uses tortillas and salsa. There's his vegetables.
Well, no, you want to stay away from the carbohydrates, like those kind of things at night, especially when you're trying to lose weight. And, of course, a really good thing, the last final thing, organic green tea would be a great thing just to kind of calm your body down and help you get some sleep, too.
Well, those are some really helpful hints, and I know what happens where we're cold like this is our body goes, you know, 1 week it's almost 80 and the next week it's snowing. So, you know, the body kind of goes through, I just want to kind of crawl into a cave and comfort food. So I love the fact that, you know, we're getting to that time of year where it's going to be beautiful out and it's spring cleaning. So it's time to shed those pounds and be thinking about what am I putting in my body. You know, and it's a serious, I know for us, we're seriously looking at it. So we so much appreciate you calling in weekly, Amy, from Adamson's Peak Performance, and giving us such great, helpful just tips. It's just a mindful thing to be thinking about, what am I going to do, you know, this week? What am I putting on into my body this week?
It's exactly what you said. It's mindful eating.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, and you have a great weekend.
Amy Palko, Adamson's Peak Performance. Okay,
Thanks, Amy.
Yesterday I got a phone call at, I think it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 3 o'clock, I'm sorry, it was like 3:10. And the question is, so Savage coming on? I went, isn't Savage on right now? He goes, I don't think so. And I ran in there and listened, and sure enough. And this was after the news at the top of the hour hadn't been on for, it just didn't come on, Fox News. Now, some people in town would probably think that's a great thing, but for us, that's a bad thing. You know, anytime you have, you know, like, dead silence like there, so you just scramble and you throw things in there for 5 minutes. You know, you hear about PSAs that have to do with washing cars in the middle of, you know, middle of summer. So, as it turns out, that, of course, because we get our reception from a big satellite dish, and there was a big snow going on, I ran up to the roof with a broom and swept the satellite dish. One of five times I did it, and Mike Quinn, our sister station here, KLXR, was up there sweeping in other times. And that's when I learned another facet of the radio business, Bad Bob.
Oh, yes. Back when we used to get a lot more snow in the area, yes, that was what you had to do, is go out about every 30 minutes during a good snow and sweep the dish, because as the snow accumulates, the focus point of the dish changes, and it quits working.
Yeah, it just stops working completely. And then, of course, Elk Killer out in the snow, trying to walk through the snow, keeping 3 feet out of the snow at any one time. And every time that she decided that it was time to relieve herself, she would squat down, hit the snow, and jump up again. So this was, frankly, I thought it was amusing. She didn't think it was as funny. She found trees where there was no snow and became a happy dog after that. Oh. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about, well, we got about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, we're on 30 seconds.
Okay, all right. When we come back, we're going to be talking with the Red Cross, and we're going to be talking emergency. And we're going to be talking about how to take care of yourself.
Disaster response.
Yeah.
And be prepared. That means put some rubber on the bottom of your boots. This is Carla Lindebaugh here on KCNR 1460. See you after these messages.
Welcome back to Free Fall Free Fire Media. It's Carla Lindebaugh. 7:34 in the morning on February the 18th. We're more than halfway through February. We're heading for July.
February. Okay, Lumberjacks. Really a fun place to go. And they've got breakfast specials Monday through Friday, which includes ham and eggs, hash browns, eggs and toast. We went the other day and we had salad and soup. It was a really good deal, and they have special salads and soup. It's a, you know, the service was really friendly, and
check out
Lumberjacks.
Yeah, and those breakfasts start at $3.99, which is a great deal.
And they have a senior menu that's all the time.
Yeah, that's right. So it's, you know, Lumberjacks, locally owned, 501 East Cypress. You know, one of the things in, you know, in the chat room is, if you don't look at the chat room, you don't have to make comments. But some of the comments in here are just, you know, we almost want to roll around on the floor laughing so hard. That one of them said they were looking at the city council meeting, and Channel 11 plays it during the week, and said that when they looked at it, they just got angrier. Another one said that he felt like when he was talking, when he was watching it, that he was auditioning for a part in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You know, and I mean, this, you know, anyway, so it was humorous because of what happened there, but we're not going to talk about that right now, because we have the American Red Cross here. We have Yvonne Preston and Johnny Fasilla.
You know, I messed up my name already, Linda.
Fasilla.
Fasilla, I'm sorry.
John Fasilla, who is a wonderful chef, by the way.
Well, I do my part in the kitchen. And I know you're talking about A-Team. You're talking about our sons' ability, because you've been down
totally
here supporting us.
Love you guys.
That's right.
We can make a red sauce for you.
Oh, man.
Cook a steak.
And you can lift our spirits. Because I just have fun and love and sing while you're doing what you're doing. Yeah. And it's like, oh, my God. All right. So thank you for all your service regarding the fundraisers that you do. And speaking of the Red Cross and service... Yvonne, last week Johnny was on, and you guys were discussing in the Red Cross preparedness. Let's recap that, and let's talk about what we need to do. In fact, some instances happened this week where your services were needed on a local level. Can you share with our listeners?
That's right. Our services are ongoing. They're 24/7, every day. And locally... internationally, nationally, but when you're talking about local, one of the features that American Red Cross has now is that you can go to the internet website, and you can register yourself and your friends and your loved ones, so that in an emergency, you can find out if they're well and what they're doing.
Okay, let's talk about that website. That's exciting.
Very exciting. It's called the Be Safe and Well.
Be Safe and Well.
That's the tab that you go to on the American Red Cross site.
Okay.
And you can register your friends and family so that in case of an emergency, you have to evacuate, you have to move. That's how you know where your friends and family are and if they're doing well.
Oh, and that is so awesome.
Isn't that
so
great?
The earthquake or the whatever it is.
Whatever disaster, whatever evacuation.
And you're wondering for days.
That's right. You no longer have to, if you have internet site, you no longer have to worry. If you can't get cell service or phone service, whatever it is, you can just go right on. And we, American Red Cross, is urging everyone to wrap this into their preparedness plan.
Fabulous. John.
Speaking of local things, though, yesterday, you got to remember that Redding is part of the Northeastern California, which is 13 counties.
That's right.
Our friends and Red Cross people over in Lassen, they had, of course, severe weather over there. They put a call out through the Red Cross network, say, hey, we've got a lot of people up here. We're putting up. We're getting some of the homeless people out. We had some travelers stranded. We need some blankets. And the call went out, and there was folks coming in from Yuba City and a couple other places, loaded up the four-wheel drives with chains on the trucks and took blankets and supplies over, helped some people out, kept them warm.
Okay, so for those Redding, some of the red volunteers from the Red Cross here, went to Lassen yesterday?
Actually, there were some of our friends from Yuba City. I'm pretty sure it was Yuba City and another group that were down there closer.
Okay, so there's 11 counties to call from within this
13.
Region. 13.
But again, it just shows how the network works, like Yvonne says, communications through the internet, and in this case, if something came up in Redding could have the big fires. They could come in and help us. Our friends in Trinity, our chapter incorporates 13 counties, and we're helping each other because, you know, Red Cross is national. It's the American Red Cross, and this is our group up here.
You know, one of the things you just mentioned that are so important is communications. What happens if the communications break down? What's your backup plan?
They work closely, and Bob's familiar with this group, the ham radio operators. They're in the link. They're part of the package that we all pull together on. They're the communication. Radio is always going to work, as you well know. So, yeah, your cell phones, we could lose satellites, we could use power, we could lose a lot of things, but the ham radio people are going to come online, and we're going to be communicating.
Well, I know that if it snows a lot, we lose satellites.
Well, we just saw that in Egypt, how they cut down, they just shut things down.
You bet.
So, you know, meanwhile, the ham radio, so that's good. People need to know that. There's always going to be a way to communicate. I don't care if it's smoke signals or a, you know, I'm kidding about that, but the ham radios is just a godsend.
They're vital. Like you say, we're so used to the internet and the cell phones, a lot of things that rely on the satellite and the technology. And when they go and they get dumped for whatever reason, on purpose or by accident, because of a glitch, we're going to be in a real bind if we depend on that exclusively. You have to have, you can go all the way back to your kit, have some simple things that you need to keep warm, communicate, feed yourself. You get back to basics, better have a plan.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back from this break. This is Carl Linda Bott. Our guest, Yvonne Preston and Johnny...
Tosello.
No, Facello.
No,
it's Tosello. You're right, Tosello.
Tosello.
Ask Bobby, he's a Paisan. He's
well, you know what? This is what the problem
yeah.
is. Somebody typed F instead of T. All right, we come back. We're going to be talking about how to take care of yourself in an emergency, that special bag or box or crate that you should be having ready to go with you in case of an emergency. Welcome back. Now, Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com, though it wasn't you people out in the chat room are not as enraged. Is that the right word this morning? 744 on February the 18th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, on a day like today, go in there, get that coffee, get it at a great price, get it exactly the way you want it. The squirrels know how to fix coffee. And then, you know, then you have the greatest walk-in humidor in the state. Go over there, pick out that cigar, pick out those tobacco accessories that you need, and then they've even got a meeting room. You can drink your coffee, and they've got free Wi-Fi. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and they do so much more. Today there's going to be a funeral for one of the heroes of our town. And, they, you know, I can bet you there'll be a lot of people from Patriot Guards that go there first, get some coffee before they ride out to the Igo Cemetery Day. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later. Our guests right now are Johnny Tosello and Yvonne Preston from the American Red Cross. We're talking emergency preparedness. So, Johnny, be ready.
Be ready.
It's not Johnny Be Good, it's Johnny Be
Ready.
You've
got to be ready today. You got to be ready. We talked about last week being ready, have a plan. Have a kit and stay informed and talk about switching around. During this time of year, probably you want to put stay informed up front so you would know that when they say, well, it could be snow levels to 1,000, that means it could come right down the valley floor like it has been. I think a lot of people weren't ready. They didn't have gloves to scrape the snow off their windshield when they got off of work. Frozen fingers. And certainly if you were traveling and you weren't informed and you didn't have your chains or that little snow shovel and in blankets and the type of things that you would need to stay warm in your car. You weren't prepared, and that's what we're talking about. A winter kit, if you want to go right into that. What do you need for a winter storm? Power goes out. If you get a snowstorm that put 8 to 12 inches, your street's not going to get plowed for days. There's enough plows in the valley down there between Caltrans and City Ready to get Placer Street, Market Street, all the big arteries. But it's not going to get those side streets. So you may not be driving for a while. You need at least 3 days of water, at least 3 days for food. Power goes out.
And melting the snow in your backyard is probably not a good idea.
No.
Unless you boil it.
Not if it came off your roof. It's going to be a little funky. That's right. Of course, we always talk about flashlights, extra batteries. You need a first aid kit, medications. Have a 7-day supply of your meds on there. If you need daily medication, you should have a 7-day supply of that. Emergency contact numbers, how do you get a hold of your family? Pet supplies, you got to take care of Fluffy, the cat, the dog, whatever. You got to take care of your animals. And, of course, wintertime, how are you going to stay warm? Do you have gas in your house? There's all time. You have your fireplace or wood stove. Do you have wood stacked up? It's nice and dry. It's not out there underneath the snow. You need to have all those things. You need to have warm clothing.
What if you have just electricity or gas like most people have?
You could be in good shape.
We could get cold.
But exactly right. If you didn't have it, yeah, you could get cold. So you're going to have to bundle up.
What if it goes off? Because most people don't have a fireplace because of our EPA regulations, especially the newer houses.
So there you don't. Then if that has to be in your plan, how are you going to stay warm? Obviously, the little electric heaters aren't going to work if you don't have any power. You're going to have an alternate source. There's a little camping stove. There's all kinds of things that are made for
cooking. One thing you don't do, though.
Well, there's certain things you don't bring into your house because you could burn up your oxygen or have carbon monoxide.
Which is
it's a gas, it's an off gas from burning certain fuels.
Like charcoal.
Charcoal,
people,
yes.
That's what I'm trying to get to. People, and you read this every year where somebody will bring, because they don't have, I read it about Reading last year, they almost, people almost had a disaster, how it was a, anyway, if you bring charcoal in and burn inside your house, it's going to suck the air out, it's going to kill people. Don't use charcoal to heat your house.
As well as your gas-driven things like your generators and gas, that creates carbon monoxide. You got carbon monoxide, then you just have burning oxygen. Kerosene heaters used to be very popular. And some of these things work really good. There's propane heaters that work really good, but they need to be ventilated. They're made for garages or what do we call the parties in the parking lot, the parking lot part?
Those tailgaters.
Tailgaters, thank you very much. They're great. They will keep you warm, but you need ventilation because they burn oxygen, or they can off gas the carbon monoxide. Those are things you need to be aware of.
Now,
generator in your garage, open some doors if you want to provide power for your refrigerator and freezers. I mean, that's essential stuff, but you got to think these things out because you can't.
Now, where can we get lists like this?
Yvonne, why don't you tell them where we got this list?
The American Red Cross website.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to, if you go to the American Red Cross website.
Is it just AmericanRedCross.com, Yvonne?
www.AmericanRedCross.org.
.org.
Okay. .org, yes. And we have our local website also, which is www.arcnec.org.
Okay, we want you guys to stay with us after the break. We're going to be taking some calls. We're going to be closing up some things. But there's a couple of things. I think you may have a couple fundraisers or something coming up around the corner. But mostly important is that we're trying to drive home preparedness now. And we're going to take a call after the break. But we have to take a break right now. This is Carl and Linda Bott at KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
To Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media. No, I can't help it. I'm having a good time. Why wouldn't you have a good time? You know, 7:53 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. They put in dish satellite Doug Tooley. He's been around since 1985, a young guy, and he is a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. Get a hold of Doug by calling 244-1988. He's got great deals on Dish Satellite right now, and they've moved to 1345 Liberty Street. That's BNT Satellite, 244-1988. Our guests are Johnny Tosello and Yvonne Pressman from the American Red Cross, but we're going to go to the phones first. Trish, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Hi, how are you? Tell us what's going on.
Well, I just want to talk quickly about the All About Women Health, Home, and Hobbies Fair. It's coming up next weekend, Saturday, February 26th, from 10 to 4 at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's an annual event put on by the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimist Organization, and it's got everything that anybody needs to know about women.
Oh, right.
Oh,
okay, I'll be there. I'll be there. I want to find out those little slight mistakes I might make occasionally, Trisha.
Exactly. Well, we have exercise and massage and chiropractic, nutrition, financial planning, home decorating, candles, gardening, medical, arts and crafts, cosmetics, just all kinds of fun.
The 26th, again, the hours are from?
From 10 to 4, and it's at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, two big buildings full of just fun stuff going on, food to eat, lots of free baskets and raffles and things that are going on all day long.
Sounds like a lot of fun. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, you need to come in here. Trish, you need to come in here and do a PSA so we can put
coming
this on
Thursday
there.
Night, we'll talk about it on the spot with Linda Bott. Can you?
I think I can do that.
And we can also put in a PSA if you come on down here. We'll cut it in your voice.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
I'll be
great,
doing
Trish.
That.
Yeah, come on in.
So
all
that's
right.
Saturday the 26th. It's All About Women Fair at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Thanks,
all right.
Trish.
Thanks, Trish.
Thanks.
Okay, let's go to Ed on line two.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ed.
I'd just like to take you back to the emergency power question you had before. My suggestion is I think a lot of people buy generators, and the better solution is to store, have some battery power storage. You can buy those emergency backup power systems, but I think it's better and cheaper, and I do, is you buy a marine deep cycle battery and a inexpensive inverter, get both of them for about $100, and you can run a few lights, TV, satellite dish for a couple days off of that. And the advantage of that also is it's also got the cold cranking amps that you always have a standby battery in case the battery in your vehicle goes dead. Just remember to charge it up. Keep it. I keep mine in my basement. Keep it in your basement or garage.
How do you charge it up?
Put a battery charger on. You've always got power.
Okay, but you can't
no
charge
danger
it
of,
through electricity.
You know, carbon monoxide when you run a generator in your garage.
Well, Ed, what happens after like the fourth day when there's no electricity?
Well, that's the thing. There's never. I've been here. I'm at 2,000 feet. I'm more or less snowed in today. A big tree came down behind my house and blocked one of my exits. I'm hoping to get out later today, but generally, I can tell you in the 15 years I've been here, power's only been out for 4 days once, and that was the big 97 storms.
Okay.
Where power's out all over California. Some place in the Bay Area even it was out for a few weeks.
Well, you know, that's
so
a
that
good
is
idea.
A problem. You're going to have to ration your power after a couple days if you think it's going to be out longer than that. But I mean, when I said 2 days, you can run 500 watts for maybe 10 to 20 hours, depending on your battery capacity. Or you can run 100 watts, you know, for 4 or 5 days.
Well,
or 8 or 9 days.
How about
days.
This? How about getting one of those bicycles and you start biking or cycling and it builds up power?
Yeah, but then you have to convert the calories there and you might run out of food after a week if you really
want. Okay. Hey, Ed, thanks a lot for the phone call. Appreciate
bye-bye.
It. You bet. Okay. Well, we want to finish up here with our Red Cross. Now, you've got some fundraisers coming up. Because, you know, Red Cross is so much, it has so much in volunteers.
That's right. That's right. 97% we are volunteers support us. 97% of the Red Cross is run by volunteers.
Yeah, you can't, you know what, and another example of how great our communities are. So we got like 2 minutes left here, so talk to us.
I'd like to say 100% of the financing has to be done by donations, though. Even though things are mandated by Congress and the law that, you know, you will do this. In other words, they say that you will help support the troops and families communicating. Okay, we'll do that. But of all the things that get government support and tax money, Red Cross isn't one of them. So that's important. 90% of the work is done by volunteers, and 100% of the financing needs to be done by donations, sponsors.
Yeah. Okay, what's the next one coming up then so we can jump into this?
Clean Right, Build Right is holding their annual golf tournament on behalf of the Red Cross. All the proceeds go to the Red Cross, and that's in April. And you can call Angie Burris at Clean Right, Build Right for sponsorship or team if you want to get a team.
It's going to be in April. We've got time. Yeah, we're going to be talking about
that. Okay, we have a really
that.
Big hurry. We're at the end of the hour here.
Okay.
We want you. Where is Red Cross? Because you have something that you want to donate today.
We have a small first aid kit in a little nylon zip pouch that we'd like. You can keep it in your car, keep it on your person.
They just come to the Red Cross office today. Where are you?
We are at 1650 Oregon Street.
Okay.
And the first one there gets it, right?
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
Let's
right.
go to the phones quickly. Hey, Brian.
Brian, we got like 15 seconds.
Hey, guys. I want to make this real quick. There's a really good book called Dare to Prepare out there. My sister Elizabeth has it. Have her bring it on the show, and she can give more detail about that book. It's a fantastic book. It's 1,000 pages. It's got everything you can think of on it.
Okay, Dare to Prepare.
Hey, Brian, thanks for
your
call.
Lot. And thanks, Red Cross, Johnny and Yvonne, for being here.
Thank
it won't
you.
Be the last time.
All right, you
Carl
guys.
And Linda
thanks
Bach,
for your
Free
service.
Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's getting even uglier in Bahrain, where thousands mourned at funerals for dead protesters. Now there are reports of more attacks on people by security forces. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live from London.
Troops opened fire on protesters, wounding several, says an opposition leader. Some of them are in critical condition, say hospital officials in Bahrain.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:05, February the 18th. It is going to be a day of chill.
Currently 39 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, and we want to remind you of the fact that they have Espresso Joe's inside of Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. Go to the girls at Espresso Joe's. They will make you the most incredible and any kind of coffee drinks. And if you're interested in buying some spectacular beans that are the only kind you can get in the North State, that is at Espresso Joe's. We have a very special first time on our program here on Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. And we went to go visit this doctor's office to take a tour, and it's very, very classy and lovely, and he is a very fine gentleman. We want to welcome to the program Dr. Adams. Welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, after your name, there are all these initials, and some people go, okay, what is FACS? FAOCD.
Fellow of the American Osteopathic College of Dermatology.
Okay, I'm really curious about that, and I'm sure a lot of people want to know. When you go through, so medical school takes forever, first of all. How many years?
It takes 4 years. They go by in a blur, though.
Okay, and you come, your practice is in Red Bluff.
That's correct.
And where do you hail from?
Well, originally I grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, right after the oil boom went bust there. And went down, lived in Houston for a little while with my folks, and served in the Air Force in Vacaville, and that's how I got my first taste of California. I grew up in Oklahoma thinking that everybody was in California was nuts. Then when I moved out here, especially to the northern part of the state, I realized it was pretty much like back home, same attitudes, same dress, and just fell in love with the North State. I had to go to Detroit to do my dermatology residency because they're so competitive to get into. You go wherever you're lucky enough to get in. And I just wanted to get back to California as soon as I could. So the day I graduated, I made plans to get back out here.
Now, did you mention that you were in the service, too, right?
I mean, I was. I understand you were as well.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that was, you know, I got into that young before I knew any better and couldn't get out for 30 years. You were Air Force, if that...
I was. I joined the Air Force primarily for two reasons, one of which I come from a military family, and the second was I was actually just too poor to afford medical school, so I sold myself into indentured servitude, a year-for-year trade-off, and it worked out well and had the time of my life.
Enjoyed your service.
I did.
No regrets. And we thank you for your service. You know, my brother-in-law did the same thing with the Navy for 2 years. He, you know, let the Navy pay for his last 2 years of medical school, and then he went in for 2 or 3 years back as a payback. And here's a guy that could have probably ended up staying in the Navy, but they put him on a oiler, that was at dry dock for 3 years. He said there wasn't a lot of things going on. He said, in fact, the only thing I ever did was hand out an aspirin or two, and so it wasn't exactly the excitement he was looking for.
That's better than being shot at.
Yeah. Well, okay, look, I tell you, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about... We're going to talk about not just your medical practice, but there's a lot of things, you know, in dermatology that when I went to your office, I was surprised to hear about. And it's not, gents, it's not just for women and kids. There's a lot of things that, you know, going to a dermatologist can make your life a lot easier. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Carla Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. Go to, of course, actually KCNR 1460. Go to KCNR1460.com. Check us out on our web site. And, of course, many of you are streaming and asking questions. Our guest this hour is Dr. Derek Adams, who is a leading dermatologist that has moved to the area. And before we go there, we have to talk about our sponsors for a second.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress. And, you know, a local business, a local owner, and they've got 6 dinners from $9.99, ranging from chicken fried steak to baby back ribs and New York steak. What a great deal. 6 dinners for $9.99 at 501 East Cypress of Lumberjacks. Go down, try them out. You get great value for your money.
We always like to do things here on Free Fire that that affect us on so many levels. We can talk about politics, of course, that affects us. We talked about preparedness with the disaster response. We're going to talk about skin cancer, dermatology, different things that you might not be paying attention to, and you may. This is bringing light to get some answers to some questions I'm sure all of us have had or pondered. And here we have the expert with us this morning, Dr. Derek Adams. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
And also, the name of your practice inside of that is Vita.
Vita Dermatology and Laser Institute. We're a division of Lassen Medical in Red Bluff.
That's right, Lassen Medical. Okay, so I need to ask you, what are the top five things that you treat as a dermatologist?
Well, one of the reasons I came to Redding, it's, as we all know, the North State sun's rather intense, and it creates a lot of skin cancers. So as a result, skin cancer is by far and away the top thing that I see on a day-to-day basis. Cosmetic visits, aesthetic services account for a large bulk of our business as well. And as Carl mentioned earlier, it's not just for the women anymore. I'm seeing more and more actually rugged men come in. Nobody in the North State, I don't think, really wants the 90s metrosexual look. So I'm actually getting a lot of the ranchers who have spent too much time in the saddle coming in for treatment for their dilated nose veins and brown spots. So I actually have been really pleased with the response to the aesthetic services here. And then I see a fair amount of psoriasis, fair amount of eczema. And, of course, acne is always on any dermatologist's top five list. In fact, my mother still thinks that's what I do primarily day to day, is go to work and pop pimples, as she jokes.
Well, you know, you brought something I think that really, we have a lot of ranching up here. And a lot of boating, you know, Lake Shasta and the Whiskeytown are incredible. I think it's really important that we talk about sunscreen and how you as a dermatologist, what do you recommend?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, anybody that has seen me, my patients know that I'm have a bald head that I'm trying to hide by shaving most of it. So I'm really selective and I'm pretty vigilant about the sunscreen that I wear personally. There's a difference between sunblock and sunscreen. Sunblock is made up more of the titanium and the zincs, and it actually reflects the ultraviolet radiation. In a perfect world, we would all wear sunblock. Having said that, for myself, with my big bald head, I find that it gets a little too thick sometimes. It'll run into my eyes, especially when I'm out jogging or hunting. So I actually personally like to use the spray SPF 70 of Neutrogena. I just close my eyes and hold my breath, and spray it all over my head. It dries to a matte finish, so I don't look shiny walking around town. And I reapply every 2 to 3 hours when I'm out.
You know, one of the things that that I'm interested in, because I've spent my life outdoors, most of it, except in the last 2 years where I've been in this little dark room, and feel like a mushroom because people keep coming in here and throwing fertilizer on me in a dark room. What are some of the things I should be looking for, doctor? You know, on my skin, you know, like lesions. My dad had skin cancer. He's out in the sun all the time, also.
Golfing,
and well, he had grown up as a farmer and all this. So, what are things I should be looking for?
Well, the biggest thing you should look for is a change to any of your moles that you have been pre-existing, or the development of any new moles. When we say skin cancer, we can mean everything from a basal cell cancer, which, by the way, is the most common form of cancer in mankind. In fact, basal cell cancer is so common that I've almost considered it a rite of passage. It seems as if you go on AARP, you get Social Security, you get your basal cell. It's just that common. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you have these very...
Okay, wait a minute. Basal cell. Okay, because I'm somewhere close to that age. So basal cell, when you say that, what is that exactly? How would I see that?
Well, a basal cell can... What's scary about basal cells is that they can present in any number of manners, the most common of which is there'll be a pearly, solitary nodule in a sun-exposed area with dilated veins in it. Now, having said that, that's called a nodular basal cell cancer. There are also things called morpheiform basals, which can look like a scar. So if you have an area that looks like an ill-defined white patch or scar on your face, especially if it's a little thick whenever you palpate it, that could be a concern as well, too. And even some basal cells will present in a cystic manner as well. So if you have any little areas under your eyes or, again, in sun-exposed areas that look like cysts, that's concerning for basal cell as well.
So these are things that you should have somebody check out.
Oh, absolutely. And again, basal cell doesn't usually kill people. It just presents more of a reconstructive problem.
But it's still one of those things that if you don't check it, if you don't take care of it, that it can lead to really more harmful things.
Oh, absolutely. It's the difference between me having to take out 2 millimeters of your nose or a centimeter of your nose.
Okay, now you write for the Record Searchlight, and you have an upcoming article. You care to share that?
Well, yes, I'm. In March 10th, I have the first article of Your Skin Doctor coming out, and the first 5 or 6 months that I do this, I'm going to tackle everything from the link between acne and milk to discussing various sunscreens, skin cancer awareness, and then after that, I think I'm going to take readers' responses. Any doctor will tell you they learn more from their patients than they ever learned in medical school. So I'm going to put together a collection of things that people have asked me over the years, and I'm going to dispel some myths and share some of my tips that patients have shared with me for the readers.
Well, that's great. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have more questions for the doctor. Don't want to go away. We'll see you after these messages.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Only 2 more working days till Monday. If it snows, I need volunteers to come down here with brooms, and I'll give you all different watch schedules. You can come up and keep sweeping the satellite for us.
Hey, and if you guys don't, if you're not calling in this morning, I'm going to let you in the chat room. We're going to do that today. I'm going to start putting names in for a drawing for 2 tickets for the Rat Pack is Back. We do have 2 tickets that we're going to be giving away, and I'll be announcing it on my show Thursday night.
Okay, we want to be talking about that wedding extravaganza that's this Sunday from noon to 4 p.m., the 20th. At the Reading Convention Center. It's the oldest wedding show in Shasta County and the last winner of the season. They've got a $1,000 honeymoon trip grand prize, but you got to be present to win. That's from Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. this Sunday at the Reading Convention Center, the Wedding Extravaganza.
Okay, Coach Bob, what I'm going to do, and thanks for all of you guys that are going to be putting your names into the chat room. Again, we're going to make the drawing. I'll put your names down on a piece of paper, and we'll draw it next.
Coach Bob wants to take John. Okay.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Derek Adams, a leading dermatologist who has joined the Lassen. It's called Lassen.
It's Vita Dermatology and Laser Institute, a division of Lassen Medical.
There, I like that. A division of Lassen Medical. And we've been there before. We've met the doctor, and we are now on board. But we wanted to talk about something that's been really in the news a lot, and that's about a leading drug called Accutane and the lawsuits. Could you share with us what's going on with that?
Well, Accutane still remains the gold standard for scarring, nodulous cystic acne. And unfortunately, in the last 5 years, there's been a link established. It's a very small link, exceedingly small. In fact, less than 1%. But we think it's a very real link as well. And that is that there's a condition called inflammatory bowel disease, particularly a flavor of that called ulcerative colitis, which is a quite terrible disease and has to, oftentimes leads to total colectomies, and there's really no cure for it. Treating acne, especially scarring acne, is one of these damned if you do, damned if you don't situations. And you have to weigh the risk of developing this versus going through life with multiple scars on your face and the psychosocial impact that having acne will give you, especially in your young teenage years. Having said that, my wife was on Accutane recently after the birth of our second child. She developed adult onset acne, which I found is Accutane. It works fabulously for. Not it doesn't only work for teenagers. But those are questions you have to sit down with your dermatologist and have a discussion with and get. Get an informed consent about it. It is a very real issue. Interestingly enough, one of my neighbors is a gastroenterologist, and the pervading attitude in the gastroenterology community is that severe nodular cystic acne is just a natural extension of already pre-existing ulcerative colitis, even if the ulcerative colitis hasn't already manifested itself yet. So oftentimes these people are coming in and being treated for acne. They're placed on Accutane, and then they develop symptoms of something that was already brewing before they were on the Accutane. Now, trying to prove that whole chain of events in a court of law is a nightmare, and right now the lawyers are just having a heyday with it. I spend my days speaking to people about acne and ways to treat it, And there are some very sad cases of young men and women, and older men and women, too, that, are scarring and walk around with painful faces, spontaneously draining pus and whatnot. And then I go home, and I turn on my TV, and the first thing I see is, have you taken Accutane? You know, call the law firm of such and such. And it's maddening sometimes. It's like I said, it's one of these damned if you do, damned if you don't. But you just have, like anything else in life, you have to roll the dice sometimes and go on.
Yeah. Okay, we've had a number of questions coming through our chat room here, Doctor. One of them is, you mentioned a link between milk and acne. And one of our listeners has written, they drink a lot of milk, but it's fat-free milk. Does that make any difference? And she doesn't have acne.
I wish it did make a difference. National dermatologist named Steve Stone, about 3 years ago, finally tackled this question. For years, we all grew up hearing, don't eat French fries, don't eat ice cream, don't drink sodas, it's going to cause acne. Well, everything, with the exception of an industry-sponsored study by the Hershey Company, actually in a Pennsylvania prison where they fed the prisoners chocolate, there's been no randomized controlled study without outside industry.
I'm sure there were lawsuits over that one.
Without,
that made me eat chocolate.
Well, I think it was back in the 40s when you didn't have to do the consenting people. But there hasn't been any randomized studies until Steve Stone came along. And he randomized about 2,500 young men, ages 15 to 25, to two different groups. And surprisingly enough, the group with any type of milk exposure, be it skim milk, fat-free, 2%, had significantly worse acne than the milk-free group. And believe it or not, skim milk was actually worse than the other milk. And having said that, I've tried to incorporate that into my practice the last several years. I have never seen a single patient quit milk and their acne spontaneously resolve. Never seen it happen. Don't think I ever will see it happen. But when you have these challenging patients that are already on two or three medications and they're just not getting over the hump to clearance, sometimes just taking away milk or adding soy milk or rice milk in lieu of animal milk makes the difference.
Okay. One last, we got 2 minutes left here on this segment. Next question was straw hats. You know, one of our listeners wears a straw hat all the time. Is that adequate sun protection?
No. Especially if you're around water. I don't think you'd wear a straw hat in the snow, but you have to think about the reflective surfaces of the UV radiation off the pavement, off the water. With a straw hat, you'll get an SPF of about 20 to 35. It's better than nothing, but you still need to protect your face.
Okay. All right. Our guest is Dr. Derek Adams. And, we've had a series of different medical or physicians on, and we've talked about with this opening up dermatology, because I think the treatment of skin, especially in the kind of country we live in up here, where it's so hot and people are out on the water all the time, or you're hiking or in your motorcycle, and this, it's really, really important. And then we have like Dr. Khan will be on Monday, we'll be talking the heart, heart facts, and he's one of our best people here in the city be taking care of, the whole North State be taking care of heart problems, Dr. Doug McConnell. We like to do this because it kind of opens up a whole brand new area that people can learn about, that, you know, that it's something new or it's something they may hear that they've never heard before. And this is why we're really happy to have you on today.
Paying attention to your health and, fact versus, what do you want to call it?
Urban myths. That's right.
And the skin, being the largest organ in the body, is going to reflect your general overall state of health. Oftentimes, things show up on the skin before they'll show up in your lab work.
Yeah. Well, this is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after the news. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're chatting on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. These guys give great haircuts, DC Tim and the Man in Black. They trim beards, too, as Bad Bob found out the other day. And they give discounts to veterans. That's right, discounts to veterans. They support our community. They support our veterans. They give haircuts. They don't do styling. They don't do the gel stuff. And, gents, it's man's last stronghold. That's right, man's last stronghold. There are, when you walk in, you just feel more manly as you walk in.
They take good care of you.
Yeah, and they take good care of you there. Yep, you're not going to see. The only thing you're going to see in there is is hair cutting and no hair drying. So,
okay,
Cypress Square Barbershop.
The chat room, it's so funny because JDR says, well, maybe we should form our own rat pack. the chat room rat pack. And by the way, I've got Valerie, Bob, and John in the drawing for those tickets.
And Sun Gold.
And I just have to tell you guys, this is so exciting for me when we have somebody who's moved and has decided to make the North State their home. Very much like Carl and I moved here. Love it here. This is our community. We've dug in deep, and we are welcoming Dr. Adams, a leading dermatologist who's decided to make his home here in the North State in practice, and he's with his company is called Vita Dermatology and the Laser Institute. But I wanted to ask you, we're talking about skin cancer and so many things. A lot of times people have this, oh, dermatologist is for acne, or this is also where now you go get your facial fillers and Botox and that kind of thing. But you, let's talk about the other things that you do in your practice.
Well, you mentioned basal cell cancers earlier, and just to finish up on the other side of that spectrum is the sinister player of melanoma. And melanoma is usually presents as a black to brown, maybe a black and brown and red spot on the body. Sometimes there's a little blue in it. And they change quite rapidly, and they're mostly in sun-exposed spots, but they can be anywhere. They can be in between the butt cheeks, in between the toes, and people of color can get them as well, too. The reggae singer Bob Marley actually died of melanoma of the big toe.
Really?
Yeah, he only sought treatment after it started to affect a soccer game. Actually,
of the big toe.
Of the big toe.
We have people in here writing about this that, you know, it spread so quickly.
Absolutely.
Through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Millimeter for millimeter, there's no more deadly cancer in mankind than melanoma. You know, pancreatic cancer is horrible, brain cancer is horrible, but millimeter for millimeter, melanoma is by far the deadliest.
So this is something that, you know, when you're getting your annual physical, this is something probably you should have
Absolutely.
A doctor or a dermatologist, you know, probably even your dermatologist check and just check you all over.
Right.
Just to kind of get a baseline.
Absolutely. It's been proven that dermatologists will find, we can't prevent melanomas from forming with the exception of you know, aggressive liberal use of sunscreen. I'm allowed to say liberal on this channel, right? But,
absolutely.
Oh, look, the doctor made a joke.
I love it.
But dermatologists will find the melanomas at a much shallower stage, and your survival will be much better. But general practitioners are great at finding melanomas as well, too.
But this is something you need to ask for, because most of the time you go in, okay, sometimes you see a physician's assistant. Sometimes you do see the doctor. I see the doctor all the time. But never have, you know, if I see something, I'll have him, you know, look at it. But this is something you should just say is, I want to do a once-over and make sure there's nothing strange on my body besides my face.
Absolutely, and don't let him cheat you. Make him or her look between your toes, pull up your genitalia, have them look there, have them look in your mouth. The cells that make melanomas are called melanocytes. They're in the back of your eye. They're in your mouth. They're in the vagina. So you need to tell your GYN as well. Have your dentist comment on any abnormal moles or spots you have.
It's your body.
It's your body.
You know, it's
most
like,
people,
don't,
I think, are
don't
embarrassed to have something like that happen.
Yeah,
I really think so.
Okay, well, but this is something that's probably, when you go get a physical, part of getting a physical is not being scanned. I think, but in my experience, it's not getting scanned for any kind of skin cancers.
It is. And primary care doctors have a lot on their plate. I did primary care for 4 years, and my hat's off to those guys. It is almost impossible to do everything to the degree that all these different specialty groups want you to do. I don't know how they do it. So you may need to actually cut your primary care doctor break, make an extra appointment to come in specifically for a skin check, or better yet, go see a dermatologist.
Dr. Derek Adams with Vita. Okay, now give us your contact information so people know. Red Bluff isn't that far. It's a beautiful place. There's a lot of serenity in your environment. Let's talk about your practice.
Well, we try to make our practice as comfortable as possible. We've had a professional decorator come in, and we've hired an esthetician to work for us as well, and we have very comfortable rooms. It's very relaxing. We have little waterfalls throughout the office and fresh flowers.
So it's very inviting that way. But let's talk about we're going to have to take a break because we have so many questions coming in, and I'm just feeling this this urge to ask so many questions from the doctor. And please do call in if you have questions, which you're doing. The phone lines are full, but keep calling 605-4567. Dr. Adams is our guest, leading dermatologist that has just moved here. I love how open you are. We're going to be right back.
The home of Free Fire Media. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 8:43 in the morning on February the 18th. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Hey, this Saturday, the Shasta County Republican Central Committee and their supporters will be celebrating Lincoln and Reagan's birthdays with a jelly beans and jazz on Saturday, February 19th at the Anderson Community Center. Keynote speakers, Peter Hannaford, who was Reagan's public relations expert and author of 5 books on the subject of Reagan's political career. Now, we had him on yesterday, quite an interesting man, a very interesting man. He has a lot of good ideas. He talked about Jerry Brown. He talked about unions. He talked about the state of our state, you might say, and also the state of the nation. He's an interesting guy. For tickets, call 722-1094 or the website at ShastaGOP.com. And if you're asking, yes, we'll do this for the Democratic Party. Just get a hold of us. We're more than happy to read those types of dinner invitations, too. Our guest, Dr. Derek Adams, a dermatologist here and many more things. But we've been talking about things that are uncomfortable. We're talking about cancers and melanomas, and we're talking about how you need to be checked. But on the line, we've got Coach Bob. Good morning, Coach Bob.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Doctor. I have a quick question for you. My lifelong friend died of brain cancer that they told me originated in his leg with melanoma, a very fair-skinned boy. He had it noticed by his general practitioner. My question is, if a GP, as you stated, would be good at finding something like a lump or a discoloration on your skin, are they also, a GP, competent enough to remove it, or should a person go to a specialist?
I would recommend they go to a specialist to have a melanoma removed. GPs are capable of doing it, but again, with the time constraints most GPs are under, some of the surgeries tend to be fairly involved. The leg's not really that big of a deal to put back together, but oftentimes in areas, cosmetically sensitive areas, such as the nose, the ears, the eyelids, I would recommend that you see a dermatologist. In addition to that, melanoma education, we need to be doing a better job as a profession. So that individual would need to have to sit down with a dermatologist, discuss melanoma, and really what needs to happen from there on out. For instance, all first-degree relatives need to be screened. Melanoma is not a purely sun-induced cancer. There's a very large genetic component to it as well that we're just beginning to understand. So
that's interesting. I didn't know that.
And there is. There's a gene that is in common with the pancreatic cancer. So oftentimes, if you have pancreatic cancer or melanoma or vice versa, you need to just at least have that on your radar.
That answer your question there, Coach Bob?
Thank you very much.
Okay,
yes, sir. Thank you.
Got another question coming in.
This is from a listener, Dr. Adams. Is an unexplained very faint red spot, about 3 inches by 1 inch on forehead, something to be concerned about? It had developed slowly over the last year or two. It's barely visible.
Well, I get these questions from family members all the time. They'll call me and they'll try to describe a spot. And really, all bets are off. In a world where there can be melanomas that do not make pigment, I've long since given up trying to figure out what people have based upon their descriptions. I'm sorry. I'll be happy to take a look at it if you want to come in.
Yeah, and I think
that's
safe.
That's a good answer because you have different growths that come on your body and stuff like that.
We want to encourage people to you get one time. You get this life. Don't be shy. Take care of it. Don't be too late, too sorry, or too sorry, too late, or however you say it.
And the vast majority of spots that people are sent in for are absolutely benign. There are these crusty, usually flesh-colored or dark-colored, kind of stuck-on plaques on our back that you can wiggle off with your fingernail. Those are called seborrheic keratosis. I call them wife spots because the wife's always hounding the husband to go in and get them checked out, and they're nothing. But I like that opportunity because although the wife's eyes or the person's eyes are fixated on the big, ugly, hairy lesion, there might be just a little small melanoma right beside it that's gone unnoticed for any period of time. So at least the big, hairy, benign lesions, get people in the door, or I can do a thorough screening on them.
Hairy benign lesions. That sounds like that sounds like one of our producers.
Great breakfast combination. Okay, doctor, we would
not bad, Bob.
Let's talk about plastic surgery.
Yes, ma'am. Plastic surgery. The difference between plastic surgery and cosmetic dermatology is becoming blurred. I often tell patients that cosmetic dermatology will delay the need for true plastic surgery by 10, 15, maybe 20 years. We don't do facelifts. We don't do breast augmentation. But we do eyelid lifts, fillers, Botox, things that will delay you needing that first facelift if you're in the market for that. I operate under the R principle, the four R's. I relax using Botox and Dysport and other neuromuscular toxins to erase wrinkles. And women as young as 20 are starting to come in and get this now, because once you get a crease in your skin, it's hard to make go away, even with Botox. So we're seeing a lot of preventative Botox these days. And the next R is refill. We have some of the brand names your listeners might recognize, Restylane, Perlane, Radies. We refill the contours of the face to give them more youthful contours to the cheeks, to the jowls. Oftentimes, as we get older, our fat pads and our mid-cheeks start to sink a little bit, and that creates the marionette lines around the mouth. It will pull down the eyes, give you a gaunt look. So even the most beautiful skin in the world will look unnatural if you don't have the scaffolding beneath it refilled. And then the next R is replenish. We want to make sure you're on all the appropriate vitamins, all the appropriate skincare regimen. And then resurface. We have lasers, we have peels, and we have other instruments, too, that we can resurface the skin with.
Resurfacing the skin, that's a whole other show.
Okay. That goes back to the time of Cleopatra, and we're still using we're using things that were invented in Silicon Valley 2 years ago and things that were invented in the Nile Delta 2,000 years ago.
Going back to the cancer, and you said you got to take a look at the family. I mean, to change the subject, and Coach Bob was, oh, you have to go back. We had a doctor on talking about breast cancer that day. They were having the seminar, and she said they look at the family. They ask these questions because it can skip generations. Breast cancer can be carried by the male in the family. So these are things. It's not just you. You can look at your parents and your grandparents. If you're looking at that, this is one of the important parts about when you go in and you have that physical. You tell. And don't make the doctor drag it out of you. Of course, if you have the questionnaire, that they'll answer those anyway. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. Dr. Derek Adams is our guest. We're talking about skin care. We're talking about melanoma. We're talking about the things to keep you not just better looking, but absolutely alive. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:53 on a Friday morning, February the 18th. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. They've moved to 1345 Liberty Street. They put in Dish Satellite, and Doug Tooley is a local guy, a veteran, does great work. We have him in our house. He put in Dish Satellite. We've got no problems with that. Call him at 244-1988. Talk to Heather. Talk to Doug. 244-1988. He guarantees his work, and he's good at it.
Our guest this morning has been Dr. Derek Adams, a leading dermatologist that has moved into our beautiful North State here. And we have some questions still. We wanted to ask about Vita's community in your involvement in the community, Doctor.
Well, starting off, I have the article coming up in the Reading Searchlight. I'm going to do the monthly Your Skin Doctor article there, so please keep your eyes open for that. And then I'm proud to say that Vita is donating about $6,000 worth of prizes to the Turtle Bay Dance and Auction on March 26th. And we're not giving away little Mickey Mouse trinkets either. We're giving away $1,000 laser packages and just some great stuff. So I would encourage, if anybody has any ideas how we can be involved with the community even further, I would love to come out and do police screenings, fire screenings. I would love to come to the schools.
We let you can walk a mile in her shoes. That's one of those things that we do.
Sure.
Put on your high heels and walk around.
I'm game.
I know you are.
You are.
That's one thing I've noticed. You know, since I've met you, Derek, is that you know, obviously you are here. You're here for the community, and that you know you're going to support this community. That's one of the reasons we're really you know we have you on is that we support the community and we support those that support the community.
And you're growing your kids here.
That's right.
And I try to support the local businesses. The pathology company I use is local. I want to keep as much money as I can here in the North State, and I'm going to continue to have Vita use local products.
Hoorah. Okay. All right. Now,
Thank you so much.
How do they get a hold of you one more time? What is the website and all that?
Why don't you share with us? How do we get a hold of you?
Well, you can call Vita at 528-VITA. Of course, it's 530-528-VITA. Or better yet, I'd love for you just to come down and meet me down at Vita Laser Institute and Dermatology, a division of Lassen Medical.
We are really impressed with that. Really impressed with the accessibility of that and your willingness to extend yourself in our community. And welcome.
I also have extended hours on Thursday evening to help out with parents that are picking the kids up from school or people needing to come in after work because it's not always feasible to take your kid out of school or drop work just to go sit in a dermatologist's office. So Thursday evenings, I'm open till 8.
Okay, you know, that's one of the things is we've talked about a lot of things here that will keep you well and it will make your life better. And, you know, some of the things you dropped out here, I mean, our listeners are like, uh-oh. And, you know, it makes people think. And that's what we want to do is make them think on how to take care of themselves. Dr. Khan's coming in. We've got Dr. McConnell. These are experts in their profession. I mean, acclaimed experts in their profession, as you are. And if you can give us, you know, just some hints that we can talk to our doctors about, that's a big thing.
And
so thanks a lot, doctor.
Thank you for your service.
You bet.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Okay, you know, there's a couple of things going on. You know, like we said, Monday we're having Dr. Muhammad Khan come in, and we'll be talking, you know, heart. But we're going to be talking a number of other things. Next week, Wally Herger's going to be in studio on Tuesday. We've got a number of other great guests coming in. But today, I want to talk about a service for a gent by the name of Glenn Meyer. He's an Army veteran. He's going to be buried up with honors today at IGO at 11:30. He was a Vietnam vet, passed away a few days. I think it was February 5th. Big in the American Legion. He was head of the post here. Really, really a great citizen, a member of our community, part of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Just a man that should be acknowledged. And his funeral today will be at 11:30. I'll be there. As will many of the Patriot Guard, many of the Missing in America Project, many of the American Legion, many of the VFW, to say goodbye to this man, to our
hero.
Fellow warrior, our hero. That's right. Okay. Our shows this weekend, or if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to the shows this weekend, you're missing out. We've had, you know, our shows start off with
our local programming.
Yeah, well, local programming with North State Outdoors, where they're talking about if you want to fish or hunt, this is the place to listen. He's got every hot spot there. And we go to Sell It with Ernie and Dave. And that, if you haven't listened to that show, you know, stand by. And if you've got anything to sell, this is the place to do it. And cowbells should not scare you. Kurt Largent with Real Estate. And you know what Kurt Largent says? He calls it just the way it is. Dr. Trudy Pratt, Nancy Sutton Pierce, Psych Talk with Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost. What a great show they have. And then, of course, Bob and Brenda Belongi on Sundays.
Boomer Tech.
Boomer Tech. On Sundays, we have We the People Tea Party, our local tea party. And then Dr. Doug Craig, who is somewhat on the other end of that scale, talking about not only psychology but climate change, you name it, he's into it. And then, of course, we've got Bridal Talk and then Movie Talk and then the evening Sovereign Minds. And the newest one, that new theater, new radio theater, is great. That's at 4 o'clock on Sundays. Thanks a lot for listening to us, and we will be back on Monday. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.